You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that from beautiful but hot Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And if you are listening to this recording, I can truly say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the blessings, the insight, the strategies, whatever you need. God has it for you on this show today, and I want you to begin listening with that expectation. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are having a great day wherever you are in this beautiful wide world. Well, I am doing fine, and boy, has it been a week for me. I moved. I am in my new, lovely, fabulous, gracious home, and I am so grateful. I'm going to be sharing in a couple of weeks with you what I learned about myself, what I learned about God, what I learned about what I did, who I have become because of this move. In many ways, it was difficult. The process taught me so much about patience. It taught me so much about resting and trusting God. And I just cannot wait to share it with you. But anyway, I'm looking out of my beautiful new office, and it's quite fabulous, actually. And it's nothing but the grace of God that I live in such a wonderful place. And I am so grateful. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be sharing that story with you. As a matter of fact, it was a miraculous manifestation. The way a dear friend of mine found the home, the whole process, my thinking, my feeling, my beliefs, it's something else. You know, you never know what's in you until you are right in the middle of a difficult situation or what some people would call a test. So all of the things that I'm teaching you guys, I had to really employ, and it really showed me a lot about myself. So I just wanted to share that with you. Well, today I'm really excited because I have Richard Harper here with me today. And, you know, he's the author of Consciously Wealthy. He's going to be talking about, you know, what happens when you feel like you've done everything you know to do and it don't feel like anything is happening. Or what happens when you don't feel like the law of attraction is working? Or how can you begin to shift and alter and change so that you can attract and draw to you what you desire? So I know it's going to be a wonderful show. And my guest in a couple of weeks is going to be Dr. Marilyn Joyce, and she's going to be talking about how she overcame cancer and just, I think it's 5 rules for vitality, energy, healing, and health. And she has a phenomenal story, and she is teaching people all over the world how to live a life filled with health, vitality, vigor, and youth. How many of you want to know that? Let me see your hands. Okay, that's most of you. And then my mentor, James Powers, he's going to be coming back in a couple of weeks and sharing. And so I just have some great guests lined up for you. And just a reminder, I have 360 archive shows that you can go back and listen to. And you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing and hearing and hearing. So the more you're listening while you're cleaning, while you're driving the kids to school. I remember one lady who attended my workshop last year, and she said she would always put me on, on her iPhone when she was driving the children to work. And while she was going to work and taking the children to school. And it's so funny because she said that her two boys would say, "Mommy, not Constance again." And she said she knew that it was really sinking into their subconscious, because at the end of my show, when I say the best is yet to come, that they would repeat with me, "The best is yet to come." So that's pretty funny, but that shows me that this particular listener was listening to me over and over and over again. And as I said, one of my practices that I utilize every day is, there are many times when I may listen to motivational, inspirational, or spiritual videos 2 to 3 hours every day. Why am I doing that? Because I'm feeding my soul. I'm feeding my spirit. So go to LOARadionetwork.com/Constance Arnold. And of course, there are so many ways that you can listen to me: iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio. And just go to my website, click on my beautiful picture, and listen to me and be inspired. Also, remember, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And while you're on there, take a look at some of the new pictures that I've posted. Take a look at my coaching. You know, I currently coach people on 5 continents. I'm so excited because I'm going to Connecticut the 1st of September to do a full day training for some wonderful people. Michael, thank you so much for the invite. And I would love to come to your city, your town, your country, your organization, and really partner with you to help make that event a phenomenal success. So excited about meeting those folks up in Connecticut. And let's see, lastly, remember, while you're on my website, you can certainly click on my donate button. If this show, I'm not going to say if, I know that this show is inspiring, motivating, and encouraging you. And if you feel led, then I want you to click that donate button. And I'm going to thank you in advance. I'm giving you the opportunity to really plant back into not only my life, but plant back into me continuing helping to serve others. So many of you talk about the caliber of my show and how every week I bring you nothing but the best. Well, I think that is everything. And I'm so excited. So I tell you what, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with Richard Harper. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's The Science Behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite law of attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
I'm back and I'm really excited about my guest. My very special guest today, once again, is Richard Harper. And Richard is an award-winning author, life coach, entrepreneur, and spiritual teacher. His inaugural book, Consciously Wealthy, Developing a Rich Mindset to Make Power Moves, received 3 literary awards within the first year of publication. That's very powerful. He is an enlightened, spirit-filled speaker focused on the power of the mind and spiritual principles for prosperous living. He's known as the Rich Living Coach, and he has successfully taught people all over the world, all over the nation, how to unlock themselves to manifest prosperity. He is the CEO of Rich Living Group and Rich Living Media. And we're just so happy to have Richard back. So Richard Harper, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. And wait a minute, I heard a guest of yours call you Queen Constance. So let me properly address Queen Constance.
That is so
I don't want to break protocol, okay?
Well, today I'm feeling a little humble, so you don't have to call me Queen Constance. You can just call me Constance Richard. So how have you been?
I've been absolutely wonderful. I've been great. Things have been going really well and starting new projects and that I'm very excited about and excited to be joining the network soon.
Right.
I'm really good right now. Everyone is doing great in my household.
So, you know, Richard, I was just thinking it's August and I was just having a little meditation quiet time. And I said, you know, a lot of times during this time of the year, people are really taking a look at their lives. They are taking inventory and being introspective. And I just sort of felt the vibe that people might be thinking or feeling, why haven't I accomplished more? Why isn't this thing working for me? Where is my stuff? And I called you. And so today we're going to be talking about why many people might feel the universal laws are not working for them, or where is my stuff, or why haven't I manifested the desires that I put forth at the beginning of 2016. So what's your feeling on that? And then we can go ahead and get started. Do you kind of get a sense that people are wondering, where's my stuff?
Absolutely, because, you know, we've gone through the beginning of the year, we've made all of those wonderful resolutions, declarations, and everything, and, you know, everybody, we all made our goals, and we're practically, you know, through with the summer, kids are getting ready to go back to school, and for some of us, things have not happened the way that we planned for them to happen. Maybe we didn't lose the weight, or we didn't get the money, or we've not found that perfect relationship or that special someone or whatever, just a plethora of things that we intend to do throughout the year that have not happened yet. And it's a very frustrating thing. I know I've gone through it, and many individuals that I coach and that I've spoken to and counsel with are in that same place. So we get stuck in this rut of, okay, the year is almost over with. Because really, you know, when we get through August, it's a countdown.
Yeah.
And before we know it, it will be 2017. But the good thing is that I still believe, and I believe you will agree with me, Constance, mm-hmm. that we still have time to manifest a whole lot of good stuff in our lives.
So true.
We still have time to manifest a lot of good things in our lives. And, you know, I'm feeling exactly what you're feeling, that frustration. A lot of people are in pain, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people are hurting right now. But the good thing is that we've got some solutions that I'm sure we'll talk about today.
Right. So go ahead and get started, Richard. Where do you want to start with people talking about these universal laws? Constance, I listen to you every week and I'm still feeling stuck. How can I shift and change? So I'm going to let you go ahead.
Well, you know, the law of attraction kind of sets us up sometimes, it seems like, for a big downfall. Because it is what it is. You know, we are like magnets. And we are attracting into our lives exactly what we are vibrating. And many of times what we attract, we don't like. And it's a total opposite to what we want or what we've desired. And then this drives us into this whole process where we go through this blame game. Because you know what we've been taught with law of attraction. Mm-hmm. It's right thinking, right actions, right thinking, using your thoughts correctly, thinking correctly. And you do this and you go through all of these techniques and all of the processes from every book that you've written, every teacher that you listen to, what have you. You go through all of that and still nothing is moving. Nothing is changing. It seems exactly if it's getting worse. I went through this process myself. I went through this and I could be honest with you. It was like the law of attraction was about to drive me crazy. I mean, to a point of insanity. It's called metaphysical malpractice. This is what we do to ourselves and to other people. Someone is sick. And they come to us and say, the doctor says there's cancer. I'm at this stage. It's not looking good. And us metaphysical people, you know, usually we want to say, well, what have you been thinking about? You know, what's on your mind? Or what did you do to create that? Or a person is going through some financial difficulties. And what are you thinking about? Well, what are you putting your focus on? That's metaphysical malpractice, and we do that to ourselves. We get into this whole self-blame thing. It's something that I'm not doing, thinking, or saying right. What did I do? What did I do to create this in my life? And you can find yourselves, as I was doing, I was about to go absolutely bonkers, because I promise you, I was trying every technique, everything that I could think of, doing all of the work, this healing work that I thought I was doing. But really what it was doing was putting me into more resistance.
Okay, expound on that, because, you know, there is a divide in the whole metaphysical community as far as, you know, affirmations and thinking, etc. Because I just believe that when your affirmations come from a scary or fearful place, that it really keeps you in resistance. So what would you say to somebody who says, wow, Richard, I can really agree with you because I feel the same way?
Well, let me tell you what I think is going on. And I think this will answer the question. Okay. This is what I believe is going on. We have two selves. We have a higher self and we have a temporal self. We have our higher self, which is our God self, our spiritual self, that eternal self. And then we have our temporary self, which is this physical manifestation of who we are on the plane that we're on right now, this physical entity that we are on earth. And the temporal self will have a desire, let's say a desire for financial increase or financial abundance. So the temporal self will begin to vibrate financial abundance. The higher self also is vibrating at the same time. Both of them are subject to the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. But what is a higher self vibrating? The higher self is vibrating experiences that will cause us to appreciate financial abundance, or that will cause us to somewhat quickly align ourselves with financial abundance. So the higher self vibration seemingly brings in more financial strife, more financial difficulty. And we're like, well, now how should this be happening? There's a scripture that always puzzled me, mm-hmm. Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good. How in the world do all things work together for my good? It's the strangest phenomenon to me. Is how all of the negative things that I've experienced in life have actually opened up some positive and great channels in my life. So the temporal self is saying, I desire this, I desire happiness, and the higher self is vibrating at a level that seems completely opposite to happiness. Now, when I look at this cycle, what's happening is that negative that it appears to be, that the higher self is vibrating, if we allow it to be within our temporal self, within ourselves, and deal with that, it actually can push us into alignment with what we desire. So I've gone through this. This is what brought me into the abundance teaching. Is I desire financial abundance. I desire to be very, very rich, very, very young. I just wanted to be super rich. I'm talking about dynasty rich. What as a very, very young person. But it seems as if everything went completely opposite to me becoming very, very rich at a very, very young age. So I threw myself into this mode of resistance. And the key, the thing for me is I was using spirituality to resist where I was. You know, we affirm it or we deny it, or we say this can't be, or we quote scriptures, or we do all kinds of things. We fight it. We go through this spiritual warfare, right? We fight it. And really what I was doing was throwing myself deeper and deeper into debt, deeper and deeper into financial disparity, until I began to deal with the moment and embrace this moment and allow my desires to actually be. So through all of the negatives that I went through, I learned principles. I met teachers. I met people who were manifested millionaires that began to mentor me and teach me. And I began to apply what they were teaching me into my life. And I saw money coming into my life, flowing into my life. I began to see abundance flowing into my life. And now I'm able to recognize personally when Richard is coming into resistance. And I go into moments, we all do, into moments of resistance a lot of times, because we don't want these are unwanted circumstances in our lives. I learned that we don't jump from positive attitude to a negative attitude overnight. We don't jump from negative to positive with just two or three affirmations. We have degrees. There's degrees of separation between fear mentality and an abundance mentality. So we go from these different stages of anger, of depression, or resentment. We go through our different stages. How we go through the stages is we allow those stages to be, and we become authentic. I think the thing with the law of attraction is that we have to become authentic. And a lot of people in our community and in our spiritual community that practice LOA, many a times we're not authentic. And so we've got to be authentic to say, yes, this pissed me off. Or yes, I'm mad as hell right now. Yes, this has hurt me. Not that we allow these things to fester and have power over our lives, but we deal with them one by one as they come. I had gone through some things recently, mm-hmm. and I spoke to you and I said I've kind of been out of the loop. And it's like I did disappear. And then all of a sudden, if you follow me on social media, it's like you're seeing me all of a sudden like the phoenix rising. It's because I had gone through something and I had to stop to personally deal and do the work. I like to do shadow work. I like to deal with the background.
Okay, explain shadow work. What does that look like?
Yes, shadow work is you dealing with the negatives. It's dealing with the buried, the things that are under the surface, not the surface things, but I like, and if I'm coaching, when I'm coaching, I deal a lot with going under the surface. I look at the causes. The karmic cause, if you will, why something is taking place and where this is coming from, where did I pick this attitude up, or what happened to me in my life. You know, I'm not so much into the past life, you know, and we have different theories on reincarnation and going into the past life, but more than likely what we're dealing with the problem began in the present. Somewhere in our presence, somewhere in our lives. I'm not trying to go back to see what did I do wrong in 1815. I mean, that's not going to help me at this point. So I begin to do the shadow work. Let's look at the causes, these things that are taking place in my life, or things that have happened to me, that have been said to me, or attitudes or beliefs that I picked up along the way. And these are the things that are actually feeding my subconscious.
So true. You know, Richard, I can really relate to you because for years, and I've shared this with my listeners, on the outside, like you, I was saying I want wealth and abundance and prosperity, but on the inside, I was fearful. I didn't know how to really handle money. When large sums would come into my life, I would spend it immediately. I was really worried about my future. So the two were conflicting, and it seemed like I was stuck. And like you, it was only when I dealt with those culprits, or those underlying beliefs, that really sort of navigated and opened up the way for abundance to reach me. So would you say that for listeners, a lot of people, like you said, really need to stop and take a look at and deal with their stuff, and that when they do that, whatever they're desiring begins the process of manifestation in their lives?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. We have to stop to do the work. We have to deal with our stuff, as you say, and not judging it. That we begin, the first thing we do when something goes wrong is we judge what has happened. We begin to blame ourselves, or we blame other people. We go into that mindset, as I said earlier, what did I do to create this? And we are practicing metaphysical malpractice upon ourselves. So the thing that we do is how we deal with the negative is take on this mindset that some way, somehow, this is going to bring me where I'm supposed to be.
Wow.
Some way, somehow, this is going to bring me to the abundance, or this is going to bring me to that happy relationship. Some way, somehow, this is going to bring me to that place. I was speaking to someone the other day who had recently gone through a divorce, and they were saying some things about the ex. And I said, well, you know what? This had to happen so that you could learn what it is that you needed to learn. And they said, what is it that you think that I learned? I don't know what I learned from this. And I said, well, from knowing you, the length of time I've known you, I believe you've learned how not to compromise yourself anymore for the sake of having a relationship.
Wow. That's great.
And that person said, that's absolutely true. I am at that point of not compromising myself any longer. In my process, Constance, I'll tell you a story about me. When I was going through something recently, I was led to a spiritual counselor whose class I had taken, a healing class from a spiritual counselor. And I would mention their name, but I didn't get permission from them.
Right.
So I went to this spiritual counselor and I sat in, and the first thing, delightful little lady, she calls herself a cross between Mae West and Mother Teresa. She's exactly that. she's a Cajun sweetheart. And so the first thing she's writing down notes, and she said, oh, there's blame, there's self-blame, you know, and I taught you about the whole self-blame thing, and we was in the blame thing, and she began to take me through some release statements. And one of the most powerful release statements that she took me through was this, was not releasing other people. It wasn't releasing myself. She took me through a release statement that said, I forgive God on a conscious and subconscious level for the life that I am living. Oh my God, that set me free. When I tell you, it did. And I got permission from her. I said, can I use that in my practice? And she said, yes. And I've done that with so many other people, and it's been amazing. And even those that come from the fundamental Christian background begin to think, how in the world can I forgive God? But we blame somebody, don't we?
God, why hasn't this happened? God, I've been faithful. God, yes. I'm trying to help people. God, yes. How could you not bless me?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I invite everyone that's listening, and I do this all the time, when things are just going that way and I'm so upset, And it's not that I'm blaming God, but we go back. God, you're the source. You're the supply. God, source consciousness, whatever you choose to say. You are the source of all of this. And why am I in this life? And I begin to say, I forgive God for the life that I am living, because my belief is that God has filtered me into this life as this, as souls incarnate, that God filters me into the life where I am. The reason for us being in this life is so that we can, we're not here to get something, but we're here to give something. It's for me to evolve. And we miss the evolvement, and we evolve and we grow in consciousness. And as we begin to do this, then we can help someone else. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, after you've been converted, then go and help your brothers. And that's what we do. After we've been strengthened and we've gone through our processes, then we can turn around and we can begin to help someone else. So I couldn't be the rich living coach or a spiritual teacher if I had not gone through experiences that would cause me to practice the practices that I have. Or I couldn't teach abundance on a spiritual level of abundance if I had not gone through these experiences. Those negative experiences actually began to push me.
Yeah.
They began to push me. And I always say this, that the negative was never designed to demote you, but the negative can only promote you if you will allow it to promote you.
I love that. You know, so essentially, Richard, someone who's listening, let's just say they're believing for a relationship. I'll just use that as an example. And that hasn't happened. So instead of looking at and focusing in on, I've been doing my affirmations, I've been reading the books, should they continue to do that with the vibration of, okay, it hasn't happened yet, I'm going to continue to apply this truth to my life because I believe that my highest good is unfolding?
Yes, they can. But the key is to make sure of and observe yourself to see if where your resistance is, where your judgment is. Are you judging yourself? More than likely, if we go back and really sit down and observe ourselves, we will find where our resistance is. Mm-hmm. I always say to my clients, just write out a list of resistance, whatever comes up to your mind. You know, just take one thing, relationship. Where is my resistance to the relationship? Sometimes we can use the work, if you will, or the spiritual work, the spirituality. We can use that to as a type of evasion, what I call a spiritual evasion, to actually evade or bypass the things that I really need to deal with.
And so, Richard, how can they deal with the frustration or the doubt or the waiting that some people find themselves in to move from where they are to where they want to be? What should people be doing or being during that process? Should they just be happy or with process? What would that look like?
The first thing is remove all of the negative traits of the past and celebrate the moment that you are in right now. People miss the blessings because either they're stuck in the past or they're in frustration trying to get to a future. So we begin to celebrate where I am now. I'm single and I'm happy. I'm single and I have a very productive life. I'm single, but I'm doing so many wonderful things as a single person. Because then they get married and then it's then they move into, why did I do this to myself? Because that's a whole new ball game. That's a whole nother level of work now, because you've got to merge two lives together. So it's taking the singleness, it's taking where you are and being in that moment and celebrating all of the wonderful things that are happening right now. And we do this when we begin to concentrate on and be thankful and appreciative of the great things that are taking place right now in our lives. So you check yourself out. You got to do self-examination. This takes work. Spirituality is work. Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate that we use spirituality as a band-aid, as a bandage to not deal with what's really there. It pains my heart. I go through workshops and seminars, and I see people that are so in pain and so frustrated because they're not really dealing with where they are. They're not really dealing with the cause, what I call the karmic cause. So when we deal with the cause, then we begin to grow. The problem removes itself.
So true.
The problem begins to resolve when we begin to deal with the deep buried cause. And it does. It takes work. A lot of my clients say to me that, they use a church term, deliverance. They say, you were taking me through deliverance.
Whatever you want to call it, baby.
Whatever you want to call it. Some will say this was deliverance, or some will say I begin to clean up my energy or clean up my vibration. And that's what I begin to do, Constance, is begin to clean up my vibration. When you begin to clean up your vibration, things around you will begin to match your vibration, or either they will go away from you.
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And I have a saying, when you don't deal with your stuff deals with you.
Yes.
And it's just like Richard is saying, listeners, you have to go inside. I mean, it's inside first, and then the manifestation. Once you clean up a place, or once you clear, it's like things just begin happening because it has a channel or an avenue to flow to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, here's a technique that I use if I've got to do this. And this is the karmic cause removal technique. So if you're doing this, and if you're in a place of where you can be still and not be distracted, what you will begin to do is let's just go into a meditative, just a light state of meditation. Just begin to breathe in and breathe out, and begin to focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. Just focus on your breathing and see a white light. Just see a light just coming in and filling your body. That light is the presence of the divine. It's the presence of spirit. It's a healing agent. And in this place, we're just going to treat our minds with this affirmation. I now direct my mind to that place within my mind that contains the karmic cause behind my present problem. Affirm the healing God power of my mind is now removing the karmic cause of my problem. The healing God power of my mind is now removing the karmic cause of my problem. The healing God power of my mind is now removing the karmic cause of my problem. The healing God power of my mind has removed the karmic cause of my problem from my mind. For this, I give thanks, and so it is. And just come back to yourself. That's part of what working with me is like, is a lot of treatments. I do a lot of mind treatments, because that's where the issue is.
So true.
And when you begin to remove those blocks, it's amazing to me how things just begin to flow. We're not talking about angels, but when I do things like that and I tell my angels, you know, this is what I want, and this is what I'm desiring, and bring this to me, angels, and it just comes. You know, I choose to use angels, or however you choose to put it, but it comes and it begins to flow freely. That's how we get to the place of healing. That's how we get to the place of healing. When problems come, first thing is don't overreact. You know, we've got to stop overreacting. That's the thing that we do, is we overreact and don't spend time blaming yourself and blaming everybody else around you. But this is the point where you begin to ask Spirit, Source, to guide you. Tap into your higher self to get guidance for the actions that need to take place to remove the problem, because we're going to remove the problem. And I just did the karmic cause release technique, removal technique. That is a way that that's what I use through meditation to remove it and move it out of my life. Sometimes there are people. What do I do with people?
Oh, yeah. Answer that question, Richard.
I bless the people. Yeah. I bless them. I recognize that this person is in my life at this moment for a particular reason. Mm-hmm. And they ticked me off so that I missed. I totally forgot and overlooked. They gave me no choice but to overlook why they were in my life. They gave me no choice but to overlook them. And as I begin to look at what they were in my life for and what I've gained from them, because you'll never leave out of any situation empty-handed. You're always going to leave with more wisdom and more love if you will allow it. You've got to know that you will never leave any situation empty-handed. So after that, I begin to bless them. I bless them. That's what they came into your life for. Was to get a blessing, and something within them, something within their unevolved soul did not allow them to see that they were in your life to receive a blessing from you, and you were there to bless them. So I bless them and I move on. That's the thing that I always say. I forgive you, I release you, and I forget you. And I move on from that person. That's what we've got to begin to do when it's people. That removes them from being a problem in your life. You're taking your power back. This is what I love. We're not supposed to use the law of attraction and spirituality as a band-aid or to put on a mask. You know, we have personality and individuality. And personality is, you know, it's just what it is. It's our personality. Yeah. You know, the things that we do. But then God gives us individuality. That's our real self. That's our true self. And that's our individual self. That's who we are in spirit. And many times they're both, we've got to know they're both attitudes of the mind, but sometimes personality overrides individuality. And we lose sight of our spiritual self and our spirituality. We were not supposed to use spirituality as a band-aid or as a route of escape. And that's one thing we did, growing up in the fundamental church. When I get to heaven, I'm not waiting to die to get anything. I'm supposed to enjoy life right now. You're supposed to enjoy your physical experience. You've heard that saying, we are physical beings having a spiritual experience. Well, we're also spiritual beings having a physical experience, and both experiences are spiritual. Your physical experience and encounter is just as spiritual as your spiritual experience. So we cannot spend our days in meditation and affirmation and doing yoga and doing Tai Chi and going through all of these things and writing out lists and affirmations and denials, spending our days doing that, and before you know it, it's time to transition from Earth, and all we've done is done techniques, but we haven't gotten anything for it.
Yeah.
Spirituality is to bring us to a place of authenticity, and it's also to bring us to a place of healing.
Let me share my example, Richard. I just recently bought a new home, like this week. But the process, even though it didn't seem spiritual, was a great enlightenment for me. It taught me patience. You know, I talked to you about it. I was supposed to close, and then that didn't happen, and all of my stuff was already packed and in my old garage, being the strategic planner that I am. But you're so right. That was a very human experience. But in fact, I told somebody, I'm really excited about my new lovely home, but I'm more excited about how I was changed and transformed during that process. I'm more patient. Yes. I chose to be joyful in the process. I went through two mortgage companies. The first one said, yes, but you need to buy, you know, it was just so many other stipulations. But I had to learn that, I can choose moment by moment. Am I going to react or am I going to enjoy this process knowing that I am transformed and changed into a higher level spiritual being? And I can truly say I'm really excited about my beautiful home. It's fabulous. But I'm more excited or just as excited, Richard, about who I became during that process. And it wasn't fun.
No, it's not fun. It isn't fun.
Yeah, it was not fun. I called you a couple of times. You said, how's it going? I'm like, I don't know.
Carl Jung said, one doesn't solve problems, one outgrows them.
Ah, I love that.
So we grow. And that's, you know, when we remove the problem and deal with the problem, it's just what you did. You grew in consciousness. You grew through that. Through your awareness in terms of consciousness. So when problems arises, if we're going to approach the problem is whatever it is that you don't have or you feel like you lack, you got to know that you already have it. You already have it. And don't think of your problems in the terms of something is going wrong with your life. Don't think of your problems as, what am I doing wrong? Or what does someone do wrong for me? But know that when the problem comes, this is an indicator that, hey, I'm getting ready to grow.
Yeah.
This is a growth opportunity. That's what it is. It's an opportunity. It's not a challenge. And we can use that word challenge.
Yeah.
I was having a problem with the whole challenge. I've been putting together a prosperity challenge, an abundance challenge, right? And I couldn't release it. I think I mentioned it to you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't release it. And the problem being is because I was just saying in the spirit, I don't like this word challenge. It's something because this is just reinforcing to my subconscious that this is hard for me. So a new word came to me through my lovely wife. The word that came to me was opportunity.
I love that. Well, that has a different vibe to it, Richard.
It does. It has a different vibe. And that's where we get in the whole thing of we speak our realities because what we say, it changes. So, you know, we have an opportunity that we're going to be releasing on our website soon. And it's an opportunity. It's a growth opportunity. That's all these things are. So, you know, so we got to stop taking this attitude, this defeatist attitude, and saying that this isn't working for me and this is so hard and I'll never be able to get through this. My son loves to watch this little cartoon. Is it Inside Out, I think is what it's called. The little girl is moving and she has all of the emotions. It's showing the emotions and her thoughts, everything that's going on in her subconscious. And I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you if you've not seen it, but I mean, I've got to say this. Mm-hmm. It was the most negative emotion that I think that emotion was called sadness. Mm-hmm. And sadness felt like she had no place. She had no place. I mean, what was she there for? This is negative. This is a negative emotion. So this little girl is getting ready to run from home, to go back to her old neighborhood, and she's about to run away. She's getting on the bus or something, and one of the other emotions has a thought and says, sadness, you've got to turn her around. And sadness began to vibrate, and she began to miss her parents, and she started having memories, and it was making her sad to leave her parents, and she turned around and she went back home.
That's very powerful.
That was so powerful to me. I've been watching cartoons lately. My greatest teachable moments have been watching cartoons. And I'm so thankful for my son is teaching me through these cartoons now. And there's such metaphysical messages in all of these cartoons these days. So I'm watching a lot of them and I'm getting these messages because they're teaching consciousness. I'm like, man, this is teaching consciousness. I got to start showing this to the adults.
Yeah.
This was how the negative worked out for the positive.
Well, you know, Richard, you mentioned just briefly gratitude. So for listeners right where they are, they can begin to be grateful. And I'm just using this as an example. You know, God, I don't understand this. This doesn't feel good. But I believe that you are moving me toward my highest good.
Absolutely.
I believe that this is just a platform to take me to next level living. And I think it's back to focus again. They're focusing in on what they do have and what the future is going to be for them instead of where they are.
Absolutely. Having that positive attitude. That's what it is. It's a positive attitude. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Prosperity, abundance, and everything, you choosing and getting what you want in life, is about maintaining a positive attitude. It's not ignoring the fact that something didn't make you feel good or something hurt you or something pissed you off. I've spent many years in church, just like, you know, you, Constance, but I still haven't got the turn the other cheek thing down. That's why I love esoteric teaching and I interpret scriptures esoterically because if I look at them fundamentally, they really turn me off sometimes. So I thank God that he led me to an esoteric view of scriptures. And I said, oh yeah, I can stomach that a little bit better. But you know, it's okay with saying that something doesn't make you feel well. Get out of the blame game. I don't know. I've said that over and over. Get out of this metaphysical malpractice. Stop beating yourself up. Where you are is where you are. And we embrace it and we deal with that and we move on. My mother said to me, Mother, I have no regrets. And she said, what is this new phrase you're getting? You've gotten this no regrets thing. Where did that come from? Some of the gurus you listen to or whatever. And I said, no, I'm not going to spend my life. I'm not going to spend my entire existence being sad over things that have happened to me that were not pleasant or things that I may have done to someone else that may have hurt them. You know, we've all made mistakes. I'm not going to live my entire life with regretting and staying in that past moment. Well, if I'd done this or if I would have said this, no, I've released it and I've moved on from that. And that's the thing that your listening audience, this, you don't have a listening audience, you have a family. I personally experienced how your audience works with you. And they are a family, and many of your audience has become my family and stay in touch with me through social media and everything. And the thing I want to get expressed to the family is stop blaming yourself and stop beating yourself up. We've got to enjoy this moment and come to this place of joy. You are where you are supposed to be. Nothing, and we cannot use the law of attraction to bully the universe.
Ooh, I love that statement.
We can't use the law of attraction. And I didn't come up with that. My counselor did. I told her I was going to tweet it and give her. But, you know, copyright means copy it right.
So true.
But we cannot use the law of attraction or any spiritual law to bully the universe. Things happen for a reason, and we are where we are. There's a reason of why we are where we are, and we learn from those moments, and something comes out of us. It's the growth moment, like you had with the house and with the things that I had gone through. I mean, I had gone through some terrible things, some letdowns in business, some bad investments, you know, I call them bad investments, but they were opportunities for me to learn how not to invest in those things again. Letdowns from people that I thought were my absolute best friend and confidant. So I learned a lot of things, and I have no regrets about meeting any of the people or going through anything that I faced. I've taken it as an opportunity for me to grow. And it's brought more peace in my life, more joy in my life, and more abundance. I mean, listen, money is flowing better now for me. Once I began to get this, money began to flow better for me than it had ever flown before.
Wow. So, Richard, in our last 5 minutes, I know you're going to be coming on the network as a host, and we're all excited about that, but also that you have a special for our listeners, so you can share your special and share your website and your contact info.
Yes, you can go to my website, www.consciouslywealthylife.com, and my special offer to our family is for it's a 30-minute energy clearing session. Now, if you enjoyed what you heard me do with the type of meditation when I was dealing with the karma, mm-hmm. then you will really enjoy going through this energy clearing session with me. I think it's one of my specialties. And let me tell you, when I do these things, people have gotten jobs the next day. People have gotten promotions. People have received all kinds of gifts, finances, new vehicles. Things have happened for them in a phenomenal way. And so I want to offer that to you. You can go to my website. It is only $39.99. And it's an introductory offer to you, this 30-minute energy clearing session. And we're going to go in that session. I just go right into the problem through intuition. We go right into the cause, and we deal with it. We evaporate it, and we open up the channel for new abundance to come into your life. So you can go to my website.
Okay, say that again, Richard.
Yes, consciouslywealthylife.com.
I love that. You know, when you were doing that treatment, I had my eyes closed. And for a second, I'm like, okay, you're interviewing. I had to come back. Come back, girlfriend. You're interviewing, because you're very, I always tell you, you're very anointed and gifted in that area. And I'm going to strongly encourage all of you. You heard Richard. You know, I trust his spirit. He's a man of integrity. I'm going to really strongly encourage all of you to go. What's $39? That's nothing. You know, for your life and for how that clearing can really begin to bring in the abundant life that you desire. So in closing, Richard, what do you want to leave with people? We got about 3 minutes. What you want to say to folks all over the world?
I want to say to folks all over the world, love life, love your life. I think one of the secrets to longevity is actually love life. Mm-hmm. And remove the resistance to where you are and where you're facing. You do that by dealing with it. Don't use spirituality, law of attraction, universal principles to run away from things, but use the techniques and the principles to deal with those things that are standing in front of you. You have the power.
Yes. Yeah,
that's one thing I want you to know. And always know that you have the power. You have the power of choice. You can choose to remove this thing from your life and move on to a higher plane or a higher level of living. It's whatever you desire, you have it. Not thank you so much, Constance, for allowing me to come into your space, your kingdom.
You're a powerful man. I always tell you that, and you have such wisdom and knowledge, and we're excited that you're going to be on the network.
September,
every week people can contact you, and I'm grateful to God for you and Brittany. So thank you once again.
Thank you, Constance.
Okay, well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. Of course, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, God loves you. You know that I'm crazy about you, like Richard said, because you're my family and I love you. And always remember this, the best is yet to come.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.